Okay, welcome to the third report in this series on a conscious intention and the freezing of xylitol at room temperature under the microscope, which allows xylitol to form a 3D structure out of unstructured melted liquid xylitol. And in the formation of these 3D structures, the xylitol crystals tap into intelligence and intention. So they tap into fields of morphic resonance, and they also tap into intention. So what I'm showing you right here, right now, this is just standard formation of various crystals as xylitol is freezing. And I did a lot of this. I have two other reports where you can watch many examples of this, some of the different amazing structures and different color patterns. And in report number two on this, I also showed you some of the painting, the real-time painting and sketching and scribbling behavior that's demonstrated by these crystals as they are actually filling in images, and they're adding complexity over time. They all start out with very simple structures that might be like a hexagon shape or a square shape or a spherical shape. And then as they grow, they add a lot more complexity. But through conscious intention, we can actually have a dialogue with these crystals as they are freezing and forming. And in doing this, we can ask the crystals to form structures that would mirror the things that we have in our minds. And when our minds are clear, when we have coherent thought and coherent intention, which I've come to learn is also all about having a clean diet, clean foods, avoiding heavy metals, avoiding MSG, avoiding psychiatric drugs and pharmaceuticals, avoiding vaccines, aluminum, heavy metals, all that garbage. I don't do any of those things. I keep a very, very clean nervous system and a clean mind, and it allows me to have very coherent messaging with the crystals in order to request that the crystals create structures that are in my mind. Now, I do want to give credit to two researchers on this, one of whom is, of course, Dr. Emoto of Japan. And Dr. Emoto, I forgot the name of his book, but his work I became aware of, you know, many years ago. And I thought, wow, that's really fascinating, because he was freezing ice to create crystals there. And in doing that, he was finding that he was able to determine the outcome of the shapes of the ice crystals based on his intention. And that actually made a lot of sense to me, because water absorbs vibration and intent, and that's how homeopathy works. Of course, modern science dismisses homeopathy. There's nothing in there. Well, it's because modern science doesn't understand vibratory reality. Modern science dismisses the existence of consciousness, and modern science is actually mostly a joke, as we all found out during the COVID years, right? So I want to give credit to Dr. Emoto. And then there's another person in this space, a person who I just became aware of literally like, I think, 3 days ago. And it's a woman named Vida Austin, V-E-D-A, VidaAustin.com. I've never spoken with her, never met her. I didn't even know that her work existed, but she has been doing exactly what I'm describing with water and ice crystals, and she has found that she can have a conversation with crystals. And Rupert Sheldrake has actually commented on her work and said that she's produced impressive images which go way beyond what would be expected on the basis of conventional science. Okay, she says, I hope that her pioneering work will stimulate others. Okay, so again, I was not aware of her work, but I would like to interview her and help to share her work. My work is very much like her work, except I'm doing it with xylitol, which freezes at room temperature. So it's very easy to work with. Also, I have a very high-end microscope. But I did not do my work, just to be clear. I'm not basing anything that I've done on her work. I'm basing it on Dr. Emoto. And also, again, I did this in 2021 with some of my original experiments in creating my book called The Contagious Mind. And that's the website for it, thecontagiousmind.com. You can download that entire audiobook for free. So that's the origin of my work. But now that I have this new microscope, which I've only had for 2 weeks now, I decided it was really time to bring back this experiment. So what I want to show you here today are some, I think, very convincing examples. So let's show the dog first. So here, as I was doing this, I said, hey, I was actually talking to my crew. I said, what should we ask the crystals to come up with? And I didn't even hear them answer me. I didn't have my earpiece in. I said, how about a dog? Let's just do a dog. And then I started just looking around with the microscope. We've got all this on video. And then sure enough, this dog snout and dog mouth started to appear. So in real time, this image of this dog head, like a profile of a dog face that looked like it was lunging after something. It's lunging toward the right side of the screen. And then what also appeared was an image of a hog underneath it with the hog snout and the hog mouth. Also, it's like the dog was on top of the hog. And again, this is something that's been in my mind, something that's emotionally very potent because I have a lot of compassion for animals, including wild hogs. And the other night, I had several of my dogs that were chasing this hog, and I was trying to help the hog get away and get out of my yard, and it did. I was very happy about that because I don't shoot wild hogs, even though, you know, I've got plenty of rifles around and everything. I'm capable of shooting hogs. I just, like, why would I? I protect and defend life. You know, it's actually part of the purity of my consciousness as well. It's just coherence comes from love and peace, not death and blood and suffering and all these kinds of other things. So I'm not a hunter. So this idea of my dogs chasing this hog has been on my mind. So it's interesting that when I asked the crystals to create this image of this dog, that it also created a hog underneath the dog. So that was one thing that it just immediately like leaped off the screen. It's like, wow, there's my dog and there's a hog. Okay. Then I did another experiment where I zoomed in on just one simple crystal that was in the process of forming. It was just a kind of like a smashed hexagon. And I said out loud, I said, I want themes of Christmas. And I sang a little bit of Christmas, like, you know, I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, which is all about snow. And I talked about some of the Christmas emotions of love and joy and, you know, the Christ-like energy of Christmas and family and presents and Christmas decorations and Christmas lights. And I was just kind of feeding all of this, kind of live streaming this into the conscious fields as these crystals were being formed under the microscope in real time. Now, granted, this experiment took a lot longer. And so obviously we're not going to show you all the gaps here. But at some point in this, it actually formed an angel's wing. I want to show you the angel's wing here. Looks like the angel wing is part of something that's taking off from this vertical column that's like streaming off the ground. And I don't know where the rest of the angel is. I don't know. But to me, that looked like an angel's wing just all of a sudden with this vertical column, like the partial appearance of an angel as I was asking about Christmas. And then something else happened that was really amazing to me. The crystals began to sketch this scene of this snowy blizzard, all these white snowflakes just filling the sky, and then it began appearing Christmas lights of different colors above the snow blizzard. And as these Christmas lights appeared, I was even talking about, wow, those look like, you know, Christmas lights in the distance. They look like the lights that might be on somebody's house, or maybe you can barely see them through the snowstorm. And it was like creating a landscape that looked like hills that were covered with snow. And this was all being painted in real time as I was talking and thinking about Christmas. So that was like, wow. And then, although we didn't capture all this on video, there's something else I wanted to show you. Yeah, I want to show you this image because when I saw the Christmas angel wings, it reminded me of the book of Revelation. And let me show you this image called meteors. So I started thinking about the book of Revelation and comets falling out of the sky. And then this image appeared, which to me, it looks like streaming comets coming out of the sky heading toward the ground, which is the horizontal lines. This struck me as the seven trumpets. And if you count this, I mean, I guess depending on how you count it, there's actually seven larger lines that represent the seven trumpets. And that's the sort of the comet-looking things that are coming down. And some of them actually have, like, tails. There's like an object with tails. And I've done a lot of sermons about the book of Revelation, the seven trumpets and the seven bowls and seven seals. And so that's been on my mind recently as well. And then, although I didn't say this out loud in my mind, I was like, wow, comets, outer space, I sure would like to see an alien ship. I know, this is just kind of a consciousness flow. And so then I was poking around, and sure enough, let me show you this image, spaceship. This image that looks like an alien ship against a background of the night sky with stars. This image just appeared in the microscope, so I took a snapshot of that. It looks like a Romulan alien ship from, you know, Star Trek episodes or something like that, somehow flying against the night sky of the cosmos. So these things simply appeared because I was thinking about them, whether it's the angel's wing or whether the Christmas lights or the snow or the dog's head. And honestly, I didn't really spend that much time on this. I mean, I wasn't like digging through, you know, 10,000 images to find these. These are just things that happened to pop out right in front of me. I'm sure there's a lot more detail there if I had time to look at more things. But what this shows me is that consciousness absolutely impacts the creation of crystals and how they form matter in 3D space in real time. And what you have in your mind alters physical reality. And this is actually the basis for a very necessary revolution in consciousness that is the only thing that's going to really reform human civilization. And I've recorded another podcast on this about how right now our overall consciousness is one of separation and isolation. We think that we are separate from each other. And all of modern science is based on separation between the observer and the observed events. And that separation is a total fraud. There is no such thing as separation between the observer and the observed. There's also no such thing as separation between you and I. And thus, when we harm others, we are harming ourselves. But when we bless others, we are blessing ourselves. And the reason prayer works is because consciousness reprograms the construct of the matrix in which we live. And the beautiful thing about what I'm showing right here under the microscope is that I can show you in real time now how consciousness bends the rules of the matrix, and how using God's law, essentially the law of one, using God's laws, I can put intention into the cosmos, and that intention can form into physical matter within a matter of seconds, captured under digital microscopy with video in real time. So, I've said a lot just there. There's a lot to unpack, and that's all cool. I just wanted to give you the highlights right now, but obviously I'm delving into a full investigation using this combination of consciousness, coherent thought with clean foods, a clean diet, clean nervous system, because I don't use drugs, I don't drink alcohol, I don't take psychiatric drugs, I don't take vaccines, I don't do any of that stuff. So I have a very coherent nervous system compared to most humans. I don't use artificial fragrances at all. So my nervous system is very, very acute. I have a very acute sense of smell. Like I have a high-functioning nervous system. So I have coherent thoughts in the way that lasers offer coherent light. And using these thoughts, I can alter the outcomes of crystal formation in real time. And this can be reproduced at any time, easily with almost any image, any kind of intent, any investigation that you might want to imagine. It's all possible. So I'm going to be doing a lot more of this coming up. I'll be showing you a lot more images. I'll be showing you real-time conscious creation in our 3D physical space, which should show us something about the nature of reality. And I want to give credit also to Dean Radin, the Noetic Sciences, who has done a lot of mathematical study into this. I want to give credit to Rupert Sheldrake and like I said, Dr. Emoto and others in this space. I intend to contribute to this space with additional videos and images and some actual consciousness experiments to see what we are capable of achieving when we literally put our minds to it. So I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I'm the founder of Brightown.com, the founder and publisher of NaturalNews.com. I'm also building an AI engine that you can sign up for at Brightown.ai. It's the world's only AI engine that's trained on a massive amount of content of alternative medicine, natural medicine, off-grid living. And it's been trained on all my interviews too, which that encompasses a lot of interesting people, let me tell you. So join me in enjoying this journey and this exploration and discovery of the nature of our universe, our cosmos, and the incredible things that our Creator has already programmed into the cosmos that are just waiting to be tapped by human beings who want to be free from the various systems of total enslavement and thought control and dumbing down and fluoride poisoning of your brain and things like that. So if you want to be free, if you want to create, if you want to be an actual creator, someone who can bend the laws of the cosmos, then I invite you to follow my work, follow my dietary information, clean up your diet, clean up your food supply. You may even want to purchase my clean food products, healthrangerstore.com, where we do extensive mass spec laboratory testing, heavy metals, glyphosate herbicide. We test for bacteria, E. coli, all kinds of other things. We have an extensive laboratory. We sell the world's cleanest foods and supplements and so on. And I use all my own products in order to help stay clean and keep my nervous system clean. Lots of detox products as well. And the methylene blue that we use as a dye in some of the videos here, we also sell, you know, methylene blue and various other items. So check it all out. Thank you for your support. And I look forward to bringing you a lot more of this in the days ahead. So God bless you all. Take care. All right, we've got some really exciting new products at healthrangerstore.com, and I've got some on my desk I want to share with you. We have a new creamy tomato instant soup that's all certified organic, all laboratory tested, with incredibly clean, pristine ingredients. It's amazingly delicious, and I'd like to even show you, if you go to healthrangerstore.com and you click on the organic creamy tomato instant soup, if you scroll down to the ingredients, like look at this list. Organic heavy cream powder, okay? Real cream, not just artificial substitute garbage. Organic tomato powder, cheddar cheese powder, also organic. And butter powder, a little bit of guar gum for thickener, coconut sugar, slight amount of pink Himalayan salt. Again, onion powder, garlic powder, black pepper number 60 mesh, that's just the size of the black pepper. And that's it. No artificial colors, no MSG, no yeast extract, everything's organic. Except the salt, which of course is an inorganic crystalline structure, but everything's organic that can be organic. It's incredibly delicious. It's got a very long shelf life. We have it in number 10 cans and we have it in these pouches. It's available now at healthrangerstore.com. And we're producing more ready-to-go food formulas. So not just the macaroni and cheese that we have that's been very popular, even hard for us to keep in stock, but also, you know, this tomato soup mix and much more coming. And that's cool. Can you show that side shot again? This is actually over here. These are pine needles under the microscope because I was just filming a microscope segment. Can you see that? And I'm zooming around the microscope. Look, check this out. We can even zoom in on these pine needles. I've got like this remote control microscope here. I have a whole nother segment on that if you want to see our new microscope and what we're doing with that. But we're using the best technology to look at food and to be able to, you know, find contaminants, not just visually with microscopy, but also, of course, with our ISO-accredited mass spec laboratory. So we do the heavy metals testing. We do the glyphosate testing. We do aflatoxin testing. We do E. coli, salmonella, yeast, and mold testing, and much more in order to make sure that you are getting the cleanest food available anywhere on this planet. Our contaminated world is not a safe place to eat. It's like a minefield. And we help you navigate that minefield with laboratory-tested, ultra-clean, and certified organic foods and superfoods and nutritional supplements. Let me tell you about another one. We have green tea tincture here as well. And it's a non-alcohol formula. So it's certified organic. Here it is.
Green tea tincture, naturally high in L-theanine, which is one of the miraculous molecules of green tea. And here you can read about it here. And it's a glycerin tincture as well. And green tea, of course, has EGCG and various catechins that have all kinds of amazing benefits for health. And I blend in a little bit of green tea into my smoothie as well. So, you know, on top of turmeric and on top of a whey protein and some of the other things that I use, because I'm powered by superfoods every single day. And then on top of that, we have this ultra delicious, we've got these new mango slices here. These are chewy, certified organic, laboratory tested mango slices. It's called soft dried, and it's just right for a snack. And I'm drooling a little bit because these are better than candy. They're like, if you're craving candy bars or something, try some of these. It's the best snack that you could think of. These organic mango slices, just ready to go. You could toss them in a purse or a backpack. Excuse me, you can take them on an airplane. You can take them to work, whatever. And we've got apple slices as well, the same kind of format right here. Now, you know, these aren't inexpensive, but they're ready to go, and you don't have to go out to a store and slice them up and figure out how to seal them up and so on. These are just ready to go. So it's convenient but healthy food. It's fast food, but incredibly healthy, organic, lab-tested, you know, super fruits, basically, at least the mango. So check all of that out at healthrangerstore.com. Enjoy these products. They have amazing taste. They are loaded with amazing nutrients, and they're subjected to all of our protocols of laboratory testing and, you know, analysis and contaminant testing for all kinds of different things that we do. Plus, they're certified organic. You're going to get the cleanest foods and supplements at healthrangerstore.com. And thank you for supporting us here at brighttown.com and naturalnews.com and healthrangerstore.com. And it's because of your purchases, by the way, that we can even afford to purchase things like this amazing microscope here that I'll be bringing you a whole slew of videos with microscopy that will just blow your mind. We're going to be looking at a lot of things. So a big public education effort here, and a food safety education effort that's tied to the ability to be able to visualize at high magnification all kinds of foods and products off the shelf. So all that's coming, and thank you for your support. Again, green tea tincture, the organic tomato soup, we've got the mango slices, the apple slices, and so much more. Shop with us at healthrangerstore.com. You will love every bite. And remember, our motto is healing the world with clean foods. We want you to maximize your potential, to maximize your health and your longevity. And we believe that producing ultra clean, verified, and incredibly delicious real food with no garbage, no fillers, no artificial colors, no MSG, none of that garbage, we believe that this is the way that we can help you pursue your purpose in life and stay healthy in the process. So thank you for supporting us. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon and the Health Ranger Store. Take care.